are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
In the Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at VistaCare, and since it is Tuesday, that means it's Discovery Center Day today. Joining me is Rhea. Good morning, Rhea.
Good morning, Dave. It's great to be here again.
Always nice to have you here, and man, what a week we are enjoying.
Oh my goodness. Not only because of the beautiful weather, but things have been kicking on at the Discovery Center. There's lots of things happening. And this morning, we drew a winner for our first Best for Last early bird drawing.
Oh, wow.
If you forgot about this, so our Best for Last is coming up November 19th. There's still a ways to go for that. But from now on until the event, every week we're going to have a winner for local gift cards, for local vendors. And today, the gift card was $100 for Capital City Wine and Spirits, and the winners are Sarah and Patrick Wellner. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations to them. That's a great way to kick things off for it the is. Drawing. And like you said, there's still more to come.
There is more to come every week. And we actually have Doug Day, the owner of Capital City Wine and Spirits, join us here on the radio this morning.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. I just wanted to take a minute and congratulate the winner. And unfortunately, the event is, you know, different this year. We've enjoyed being down there for the last 5 or 6 years serving wine, beer, and stuff, but I just want to congratulate the winner and invite them down, and we'll help them put the certificates to good use.
Sounds great, and I know they appreciate your participation in this drawing, so thank you so much for that, Doug.
So much. Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, again, thanks for your support, and you have a great week.
All right. Thank you.
You betcha. Bye-bye. So, yeah, again, congrats to those winners. People can still get in on the drawing.
Of course.
And how does that work for them?
So the drawing works anytime you buy your ticket for Best for Last. At that point, you'll enter the drawing. So the next drawing is going to be next, if you buy your ticket by next Monday, October 12th, 5 p.m., you will enter the next week's drawing. Next week's drawing is a $100 gift card for Tokyo Japanese Restaurant. They have fantastic sushi. I love them. So I'm really looking forward to that one, personally. So that's going to be the drawing for next week. So everyone that has already bought their tickets is going to be on every drawing from now on. And everyone who is going to buy their ticket starts with the drawings at that time when they enter. So every week from now on, we have, today was the first of 7 drawings. Mm-hmm. Until the week of the event. And then obviously you're still in for the big prize of $10,000 for our Best for Last. So
that
this year we have a lot of prizes to go out, and we are so grateful for the vendors that are supporting us, like Doug with Capital City Wine and Spirits, and the folks at Tokyo that are our next week's gift cards. So we're really excited for that. You can buy your tickets online. This year, we're not going to go around with paper tickets. So sd-discovery.org is where you can buy your ticket online. You can come by. You can drop off a check. You can give us a call, 224-8295. Any way you want to, you can buy your ticket. The only difference is you're not going to have a physical paper ticket. You only get a confirmation via email.
Okay, so all sorts of ways for them to get in on this
great
drawing.
Yes.
You've got something fun for the teenagers.
Oh my gosh, we do. So tonight at 6 o'clock, we have Going Viral, which is a teen science cafe for middle and high school kids. This is organized by teens, for teens, and our guest speaker is Dr. Adam Hoppe. He's from SDSU, and he's a researcher who is looking into how COVID affects cells and looking into the genetics of COVID-19. So if teens want to know a little more, right, there's lots of information out there, and there's lots of misinformation, unfortunately, out there. Tonight, teens have a chance to actually talk with an expert and ask them all the questions that they want to, and they're looking into what does COVID actually do with our body, how does it work, what does it do to cells, and what can we do to mitigate that? How can we work with antibodies to actually maybe not heal, but at least mitigate the symptoms, or find a vaccine to actually help us not get that terrible virus?
So a very good, informative
Correct. So this is
going to
be a virtual event. We are streaming via Twitch. We are streaming via Facebook Live, and we are streaming via YouTube. Everything, you know, doesn't matter where you want to join us. All the information, again, sd-discovery.org under our classes and events. You can find all the information. You can register if you want to get a reminder email. And again, this is for teenagers, although I do know that some adults might be interested. So we're not going to ask when you join us how old you are. But this is event mainly set up for teens by teens. So 6 o'clock tonight, and it's really exciting. We're excited to hear from Dr. Hoppe. And it's not just, you know, he's not going to talk. This is a question and answer. We're going to play a game about what CRISPR is, which is a technique where you can splice DNA and look at the genetics. So we're going to look into that. So it's really a cool event, and we're looking forward to that.
Definitely. And that's not the only event.
Oh, no. We have lots of things going on. We have lots going on. But the main thing, so this is tonight. Then we also set up our teens from that leadership group actually set up a haunted maze this weekend.
Ooh.
So I know it's the spooky time, even though the weather is beautiful out. But the spooky time is coming. The leaves are turning. So we have a haunted maze in our exhibit hall. So you can at any time come by, sign up online for your time to come, because we still limit numbers who are in our exhibit hall. So that is coming up. And then really exciting, completely different though, but yesterday we actually got the big check from the South Dakota Community Foundation from our endowment, because we made it.
Right.
And we got $20,000 yesterday in the symbolic huge check that we were holding. So we are so incredibly grateful, I can't tell you, and we are so excited for this.
That is wonderful. I'm so glad that threshold was met and you got that to rely on when you need it.
Exactly. And we continue to build it, so if you haven't gotten on this, you can always give more. We're hoping that this endowment is $100,000 now, which is a big endowment.
It is.
But to actually, you know, we get about 4.5% out of this every year, which is a little help, and it is a buffer, but it's not something that we can live off, obviously. So we are hoping that we can build this endowment and keep growing. And there's great things in the future for the Discovery Center, and we're excited to you know, build that with the community.
That's a good foundation to build upon. So,
Correct. So
get out there, support, and see what's going on, because there's lots happening at the Discovery Center.
There is lots happening, exactly. SD-discovery.org is where you can find the information. Give us a call, 224-8295. We're happy to talk to you and help you out.
All right. Well, thank you, Rhea. Enjoy this week ahead. And we'll look forward to seeing who the winners are next week in that drawing.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. There's Rhea from the Discovery Center here on People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you this morning by the folks at VistaCare.